Hironohoshi 242, The Precious Pet. Mother walked in and saw Ozma and Riaz in front of the TV playing Mario Brothers, the video game their aunt had given them. "It's a beautiful day, go out and play," said Mother. "This is more fun," said Riaz. "Besides, I'm almost gonna finally beat Ozma." Shala was sitting watching them. "Yeah, go outside so we girls can watch Beauty and the Beast," she shouted. Mother sighed. "No, I mean all of you go outside. Your precious little pets are going to get weak and sickly, sitting in the house, not getting any fresh air, exercise, or sunshine." All five children stopped what they were doing and looked at Mother in surprise. Pets? What pets? At the moment, none of them had any pets. Did Mother get us some new pet to surprise us? Their unspoken questions were clearly seen in their faces. Mona, the oldest, was the first to speak. "Did you get us a pet?" Mother laughed. "No, the pets I'm talking about are the ones God gave you when you were still inside me." Now all of the children were sure Mother had gone quite crazy. "What?" shouted Riaz. "What are you talking about?" Mother reached over and gave Riaz a little pinch and a pat on the cheek. "There it is," she said. "There's Riaz's cute little pet." The children were as confused as before. "God gave each of you a body and a mind to help your soul grow and learn. It is your responsibility to take care of your mind and body better than you would a most loved pet. When you were tiny, that responsibility was mine and Daddy's. Baha'u'llah said that, 'Thus, ere thou didst issue from thy mother's womb, I destined for thee two founts of gleaming milk, eyes to watch over thee, and hearts to love thee.' But the older you get, the more that responsibility is yours." The children had completely forgotten the video game and the movie as they looked at each other in confusion. "I'm a pet?" said little Anissa. "Let me get this straight," said Ozma. "My body is the pet for my soul?" "Yes," said Mother. "Your soul is what has come from the spiritual realms, from God. It is the real you, Shala. Your curly hair isn't you, is it? If I cut off a curl, is that curl Shala? If I cut off your fingernail, is that fingernail Shala? How about if your finger fell off, or, God forbid, your arm? Would any of those things be you? No, not one part of your body is you. It's only what your soul wears. Just like you can wear a pink dress one day, but that dress isn't you any more than a blue one would be." The children still looked pretty confused. It was Mona who first seemed to get a glimmering of what Mother was saying. "So, God sent our souls here and gave us a body to wear?" Mother smiled and nodded. Then Mona continued, "And with our body we can learn stuff, and that helps our soul to grow." "Oh, I see," said Ozma. "With our eyes we see stuff, and with our ears we hear stuff, and with our brains we learn stuff, all for our soul." "Yes," said Mother. "And all the while we are learning about love, patience, kindness, justice, mercy, and all the other attributes our soul needs for the next world. At first we learn these from our mother and father, then from our teachers and the other people around us. But that is not all we need for our body for. We need our body to serve others. Growing and serving is how we get closer to God. Shala tilted her head and said, Then it is our soul that feels happy or sad? Yes, said Mother. It is our soul that feels joy and sorrow, love and thankfulness and pity. It is also our soul that communicates with God when we pray. Our eyes read the words, our mouths say the words, but it is our soul that makes those words a prayer, that talks to God. Baha'u'llah also says that the soul is the first thing to recognize its creator, God. But getting back to my very first point, you have to take care of your body and your mind, because without them you cannot grow or serve. So Anissa, what do you do to take care of a very special pet? Anissa thought a moment. She always wanted a kitten. If I had a kitten, I would feed it and give it milk and make sure it had a warm place to sleep, and I would play with it. Very good, Anissa, praised Mother. Just like how you would take care of a kitten, you need to feed your body good nutritious food, give it plenty of exercise or play, keep it clean, give it plenty of rest, and teach it what it needs to know. Mother thought for a moment and continued, There are also things that can hurt our body or mind. Can you think of any? Riaz shouted, Eating too much and getting fat. With that, everyone laughed. Or not eating enough to be healthy. Or only eating sweets and getting cavities, said Shala. Mona solemnly said, Drinking alcohol damages our brain. That's why Baha'u'llah said we can't do it. Mother nodded and said, That's right, but hopefully none of you will have to worry about that for a long, long time. For now, think about if it is healthy for your precious pet to be sitting still in front of the TV on a bright sunny day, when it could be outside playing ball, skating, jumping rope, or playing tag, working up a good appetite for tonight's nutritious dinner. With that, she tickled and chased each one of them outside. They all ran outside laughing, and she turned off the TV. Martyrdom of the Bob. It was a hot summer morning in Okinawa. Mother was busy in the kitchen making an apple pie while the children were in their rooms putting on their best clothes, with Mona supervising them. No, Riaz, you can't wear your gym clothes. Mother said you have to put on your feast clothes. Everyone in the house could hear her yelling. Mona put the pie in the oven and went to see what the problem was. Mona was trying to brush the tangles out of Shala's thick, curly hair. Mother appeared at the door just as Riaz stuck out his tongue at Mona, and she threw the brush at him. The hot weather had not improved anyone's temper. Little Anissa ran to Mother and, pulling on her dress, pointed to the other children and said, What are they still all doing here? Is it Sunday again? No, silly, said Asma. It's a Baha'i holy day. Mom doesn't make us go to school on Baha'i holy days. Yay, no school, I love it, shouted Riaz. If only I could relax in my comfortable clothes and not have to get all dressed up. Well, Mr. Smarty Pants, Asma, do you know what holy day it is? Asked Shala. She could say this with confidence because she'd already asked Mother this question and knew the answer. Of course I do, defended Ozma. The birthday of the Bob. Wrong, shouted Shala with Mona joining in. The martyrdom of the Bob, they explained. I knew that, mumbled Ozma. Girls could be so aggravating. Little Anissa had a very confused look on her face. Marty's dumb? Who is Marty? She asked. Everyone laughed. Okay, Mother said, stop laughing, you guys. Let's hear you explain what the martyrdom of the Bob means. Anissa, do you know who the Bob is? Yes, she said, smiling. He is a teacher from God that told people that Baha'u'llah was coming. Wow, good job, Anissa! Mother was not the only one in the room with a surprised look on her face. Anissa looked around the room and frowned. I may be little, but I'm not stupid. With that, everyone laughed again. Yes, well, Mother began. Firstly, martyrdom is when a person is killed for what they believe in. A martyr is what that person is called. In 1850, in Tabriz, Persia, the gentle Bab that was loved all over Persia for his beautiful teachings and kindness to everyone was about to be killed by a firing squad. With that beginning, all the children sat down on the floor to listen to the story. As he was led through the city on the way to his last prison cell, a youth threw himself at his feet and begged that he be allowed to follow him wherever he might go. The Bob said to him, "Arise and rest assured that you will be with me. Tomorrow you shall witness what God hath decreed." The name of that youth was Anis, said Mona. Me, shouted Anissa. He had my name? Anis is a boy's name. Anissa is a girl's name, said Ozma wisely. He had discovered this last year. Yes, continued Mother. Anis could not bear to be separated from him. Anis begged to be allowed to be with him always, even to death. So Anis followed the Bob to his prison cell. The next morning, the Bob was dictating to his secretary when the guards came to him to be killed. The Bob said that he wasn't finished talking yet, and that until he was, no earthly power could silence him. The guards ignored him and took him out anyway. When the Bob and Anis were led to the courtyard, 10,000 people had gathered on the rooftops to watch. They tied the Bob hanging from a wall and had Anis hanging in front of him with his head resting on the Bob's chest. 750 soldiers with rifles lined up in three rows ready to shoot. Mother paused and looked around the room. Ozma and Riaz were leaning forward, listening carefully. Mona and Shala looked sad, and Anissa had her head buried in Mother's lap for fear of what was to happen next. Now the captain of that regiment, his name was Sam Khan, had talked to the Bob and told him that he was a Christian and really didn't want to kill the Bob, because he knew that he had done nothing wrong. The Bob had told Sam Khan not to worry, that if he were sincere, God would relieve him of this problem. So Sam Khan gave the word. Ready? And the soldiers cocked their rifles. Aim and fire, fire, fire! The three rows of soldiers took turns firing their rifles at the Bob and Anis. Oh no, shouted Anissa as she buried her head further into Mother's lap. Being old-fashioned rifles, they gave off so much smoke that at first not one of the 10,000 people watching could see anything for a while. When the smoke cleared, people couldn't believe their eyes. Anis was standing there all alone, unhurt, and the Bob was nowhere to be seen. They found finally found him in his cell, finishing his conversation with his secretary. "Now you may proceed to fulfill your intention," the Bob told them. Sam Khan was so stunned, he marched his regiment out and refused to have anything more to do with it. They had to bring in another regiment, and again the Bob and Anise were tied, suspended from the wall, and again the 750 rifles fired at them. This time the bullets found their mark. The bodies of the Bob and Anise were completely shattered and meshed together, but their faces were almost untouched. Today on the slopes of Mount Carmel in Israel, people from all around the world go to the beautiful shrine of the Bob and say prayers. And in that shrine, Anise is there too, never separated from his Lord. Mother had tears in her eyes when she finished. And as she looked around the room, she saw that her dear children did too. Had you believed in me, O wayward generation, every one of you would have followed the example of this youth, who stood in rank above most of you, and willingly would have sacrificed himself in my path. The day will come when you will have recognized me. That day I shall have ceased to be with you.